Let's begin. I will read the declaration and then call the meeting to order. Well, let me do that first. I'll call this special meeting of the Utah Department of Alcohol Beverage Control Commission to order. And I need for the record to read the commission chair's electronic meeting determination. So we'll go through this again. I, John T. Nielsen, chair of the Utah Alcohol Beverage Control Commission, have determined that the April 28, 2021 special meeting of the Utah Alcohol Beverage Control Commission will be held electronically without an anchor location. This determination is based on the following facts. One, Utah is currently dealing with COVID-19, which has been determined to be a pandemic. COVID-19 is extremely contagious and can be deadly to those who contract it, especially those of advanced age and underlying health conditions. The DABC offices are in Salt Lake County, which is currently in the state's moderate transmission category. This level requires physical distancing for large groups. The offices are also under an order requiring the wearing of masks. Three, a majority of the DABC staff and the commission are teleworking to avoid unnecessary contact with others. Four, the commission chamber within the DABC office is insufficient to allow social distancing and reasonably safe accommodations of the commission and the public. And last, the commission uses an electronic platform which allows interested parties to view the meeting, hear the discussion, and provide written comment. Dated this fourth day, of this 27th day of April, 2021. John T. Nielsen, Chair, Utah Alcohol Beverage Control Commission. Again, this is a special commission meeting. It's being conducted virtually. And Vicki, could you call the roll to make sure that we have a quorum present, please?
Yes, I will. Chairman Nielsen?
Present.
Commissioner Jacobson?
Present.
Commissioner Bateman? Commissioner Orton? Commissioner Parrish? Commissioner Tennert?
Present.
Commissioner Toohey?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
All right.
I just wanted to note, it looks like Commissioner Orton I just saw her populate the list. So I think she's here as well. Sorry.
We haven't heard from Commissioner Bateman or Parrish, I guess.
Commissioner Parrish said he may not be available. Okay. He had another appointment.
All right.
I'm here.
Commissioner Orton is present.
Yes. Hello, Commissioner Orton.
Hi.
How are you, Jacqueline?
I am well.
Well, good. Glad to have you with us.
I am glad to make it.
Before we begin, I just want to tell you all how pleased I was with the meeting yesterday. That was a very difficult, somewhat contentious in some way meeting, and you all handled yourselves beautifully. And even though it was lengthy, I thought we handled the business of the commission appropriately and well. So my personal thanks to all of you for doing that. We're here today to talk about some issues of personnel matters. And I'm going to take the prerogative of the chair to make a motion. Because we are going to be talking about some sensitive issues. I move that the commission adjourn into a closed session pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-204 to discuss the character and professional competence of a candidate. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
All right. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. It does need a roll call vote.
We need a roll call vote. Let's do that. Thank you. Thank you, Sheila. Make a roll call, verbal vote, roll call vote, Vicki, if you will.
Chairman Nielsen?
Aye.
Commissioner Jacobson?
Aye.
Commissioner Orton?
Aye.
Commissioner Tennert?
Aye.
Commissioner Toohey?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you. Vicki has sent out an additional communication to us all that requires us to call in a separate phone, dial in, and enter a passcode so that we can do this meeting confidentially. Did everyone get a copy or open that closed session information up?
Let's see, when did you send,
does anyone not have it?
I'm trying to find the time when Vicki sent it. Here it is.
It was this morning.
It says mute yourself, then on a separate phone, dial the number and enter a passcode, right?
Okay, to do that, I've cautioned everybody a moment ago not to disclose this number in the Zoom meeting or the passcode. But what I would request everyone to do right now is to...
I inadvertently hung up, so, but it looks like I came to the right place.
Okay, we're back. Is everybody back? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. We are back now in a regular commission meeting. We've just conducted business in a confidential manner. And the purpose of us being here is to confirm the appointment of Michelle Schmidt as the new communication director of the DABC. Let's have a vote, a voice vote, in affirmation of that confirmation. Vicki, if you'll call the roll.
Chairman Nielsen?
Aye.
Commissioner Jacobson?
Aye.
Commissioner Orton?
She has indicated that she has no audio.
Okay, Commissioner Tennert?
Aye.
Commissioner Toohey?
Aye.
May I get clarification on the second?
We don't need a second, do we?
Well, it is a motion, so you should probably have a second.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's moved and now it has been seconded by Tom. That we confirm the appointment of Michelle Schmidt. We've taken an up and down vote. It's unanimous. So we will confirm the appointment of Michelle Schmidt. I don't know if she's online with us, Tiffany, but if not, please convey our congratulations to her. I think that will be an excellent addition to the DABC. And I will do what I've suggested and write Terry a nice note of thanks for his service to our commission. Is there anything else that we need to discuss this afternoon?
No.
If not, we'll stand in adjournment. And again, thank you all for taking some time this afternoon, and we'll see you in May, if not before. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone. Good to see you again this week. Bye.
Bye.